According to Alan Durning, the average American spends 9 hours a week traveling to and from work or school. This is true for many students who have to find their own ride to school. In this segment, Tiana Clemens gives us a glimpse into her daily bus ride.
I wonder how long it's going to take for me to get to my destination. The bus is late yet again, picking us up from Queen of Peace High School. As I sit on the bus, I look out the window and see how much of a beautiful day it is. Beauty, but so cold. We sit here and wait on the bus for quite some time now, and then we finally pull off. I sit here, continuing to look out the window as the bus jerks back and forth, stopping and going. In the car, this happens, but believe me, it's much more of a comfortable and peaceful ride. But with a car, all you have to worry about is bobbing and weaving in and out of traffic. You don't have to worry about stopping, picking people up, and sitting next to the most disgusting person you have ever seen, or something to that extent. Today it's very quiet on the bus, and actually, there aren't a lot of people like it usually is. We make a stop, and I look out the window, and as I look, I see litter upon litter upon litter on someone's grass. I ask myself, how can someone throw it down there, and how can someone else just leave it? But then I think about all the times I've done it myself, and I stop thinking about that subject. The bus continues on, and it stops in front of Burger King, and my friends Tatiana and Yer could get off the bus. Now I sit here in a single seat by myself with no one to talk to. Most of the girls are in the back of the bus, but I choose not to sit back there today. I don't really do it all the time. The bus continues going, jerking back and forth, in and out of traffic. I think the bus moves so slowly, and traffic would be like so much easier if buses and trucks had their own lane, because then you wouldn't have to worry about being caught behind a slow bus or a slow truck. I sit here and imagine a bus flying over cars, getting me to my destination quicker. But that imagination is quickly popped with the thought of future coming too soon. As I sit on the bus, I have lots to think about while I sit here. It's not much to do, but just look out the window. It again looks very pretty and bright outside, but as soon as you step out there, you'll see how cold it is. What Chicago is notoriously known for is cold winters. The bus stops at my stop. As I get off the bus, I look back at the bus and I wonder, how long will it take for someone else to get to their destination? With the jerks back and forth, back and forth. Will you ever get to your destination on time?